The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go. Let's hear what they say. Power door. We're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hi friends, seeking sister wife. Got a lot happening. First, you know, not to get into it, just want to say to all the women and people who give a fuck about rights in this country, we feel for you, we feel you. It's a terrible day in America. That's about it. But we're here to talk about polygamy.
Nevada is not one of the states that will stay legal, huh?
It'll stay legal. It's blue.
It will. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Nevada's blue. I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah. You know what's the most annoying thing to me? And this is why I always get the most maddening fact of all this bullshit is like, these are the same people who are saying they were not going to get the vaccine because it's my body, my choice. And now they're here telling everybody else what to do. It's like, it drives me fucking up the wall.
It's maddening.
I hate it.
And then how could it ever be? I mean,
we're getting
switched back over. It will never happen. That's going to take another whole situation to.
It's a nightmare.
It's over my head, but it's sickening.
It is.
It's depressing.
It is.
It's one gut punch after another. Literally. That's why Geneva can't wait till she watches R-H-U-G-T.
Rogot. Yeah, Justine's like shitting her pants. She's so excited about it. I'm excited to check
it out. It's just a fun... It's going to ruin Real Housewives because it makes it look so... It's so boring.
But yeah.
You guys don't watch Bravo.
We'll get it.
I'm excited. Love After Lockup. After the last season, I was like, I'm done with Love After Lockup. Mm-hmm. The shit's staged. I hate all these people. It's depressing. It's trash. And not the trash I'm looking for sometimes. Sometimes it's true life trash and it's depressing after a while watching these people get out of prison and blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
But I'm ready to bring some puppy action back into my life. I'm looking forward to it. I have to say, I'm looking for a Friday night special.
All right. Yeah, I'm still on board with Love After Lockup. I don't know why.
Well, this is like it's either going to be okay or it might really suck.
Yeah, it'll go one of two ways.
Yeah.
All right. I would like to start with India Marcus Taryn because there's been all this shit that has come out about Marcus. What's the deal? Does he have a bunch of kids?
I looked into it again today. It seems like maybe he's fathered a lot of kids just by spreading his seed around. Not that he's been in relationships with all these kids. He has two kids with the first wife, who is now, I believe, the second wife in line. I think India's running the show. But Marcus, they are hiding that, but they're not. It doesn't seem like they're a part of the life. It seems he says I fathered like 10 kids, but I don't know if Marcus is seeing them or I don't even think Marcus is paying checks for them. Not against his will, just that. It was like a
random,
and maybe it was kind of taken in jest and he thinks he's spread his seed all over town late night at the club. And I don't know. That's how I took it. But he got arrested for something too, which I don't like to bring up people if it's 10 years or I don't know how long ago. It's kind of depressing for domestic.
Dorian said that he gives him like broke pimp vibes.
And he does. Yeah.
And
that
is definitely what the vibe is.
With a big coat on and he's so short with a cane
like
walking around
over the polo. I think what I loved the most, which is it's sad, but also like funny sad, is that all of these women are choosing to make this decision because they think it's better than getting cheated on. Like when that woman was like, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? You know, it's better than getting cheated on. I've been cheated on all my past relationships. It's like, Jesus, you're so damaged.
This is
the choice. This is your option. Well, polygamy, you know, why not?
Yeah. And the first wife, I stuck around and, you know, Marcus needed you. And is that who we're talking about? Right. Marcus.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Marcus. Yeah. Yeah.
Marcus needed you. You were there in the clutch when his grandma, pseudo mom, stepped in.
And then, like, she also, they also were saying stuff like, oh, you know, he'd started dating India, you know, and that started happening. It's like, that's when you guys were divorced. Like, don't act like this was, or you were like, or split
separated.
Up.
Right, right.
Separated. This is not a, like, this wasn't a, you were just casually not like even on board with the yeah. polygamy. He was with another woman and then you crawled back being like, ooh, let's be polygamous so I can stick around. It's like, it's terrible.
Yeah, she's, these two women are beaten down. She's only there.
The third recruit is as well.
She doesn't, yeah, it's so true. Because she doesn't want to be single or she doesn't want to leave her kids. And
right.
She's scared. Poor thing. It's a depressing storyline.
It's like, it's funny, but it's sad because it's
not,
like,
yeah.
Because like when you saw this woman that he goes out with, God, why can't I, what was her name? I can't remember her name. The sunglasses.
Energy is completely different than April and the other crew.
Yes.
It's completely absolutely. Different. These women, he comes back. Why is he even asking for permission? So the next date, she wants to come over. Does that mean there's going to be insertion? Yeah. I mean, it seems that's the next step that fast. Oh God.
And when he's like, you know, just a question, when does sex occur here? It's like, please, I guarantee you he's probably out sleeping.
We've never talked about it. He definitely is.
100%. Like, and this is just, he's just accumulating little notches around him. It's wild.
His belt is wrapped around five times.
And like when he said, like he kept saying to the one he was on a date with, the hairstylist, like, oh, you know, I'm good at tending to a lot of people and like, you know, I'm good at managing a lot of women. And it's like, shut the fuck up. Like, I can't.
It's their so date dumb. In the park that these women planned. It's really depressing. And
it is.
These women, they're sticking along with it at a certain point.
It's compelling. All these couples I'm into, like I'm enjoying.
It's
all of
compelling,
it.
But yeah. This one is kind of depressing to me. It India's is. Eyes look sad. The first wife's eyes look sad.
If you're crying about it while you're talking about it, like in a sad way, it's really fucking sad. Did you know? It's like,
and what is their sex lives like? And what is the sleeping arrangements for them and these kids? It's something like, else. And his
to be
energy.
Honest, my favorite, just for pure entertainment, is Stay at Home Nick and his bevy 100%. Of women.
They're the show. They're the show. His energy is just free loving. He's going into restaurants once a week. They know who he is.
Right.
He sits at the bar.
Yeah. The fact that the women climbed into bed with them at the end of the night tells you all you need to know. All of
rolling
it.
Into the sticky sheets and there's a condom in the bed and touches their foot.
Them a night? Like
they said that they were sleeping in the other room. When did they decide to crawl into the bed?
Are they
who
naked?
Slept next to the new girl?
I gotta know what's going on.
Not to be mean, I'm aging like a beat up horse, but she does not look 22.
She's 22. I'm 55. 22. I don't know.
And she seems okay with it. Go home and get the. How can you not go home to your empty apartment or wherever the hell you live and feel relieved that you're away from those people?
I don't know. It's so weird. And even like when they were sitting there talking and she was like, well, you know, I should have a conversation with blank and blank and see how they feel about me. And then you can have a conversation with blank and blank. It's like, who wants to manage this many relationships to have a partner? Like,
seems
this is
like
so
she's
complex.
On board, but.
You got to pay third to the first and second to the first to the second. And, you know, like there's all these dynamics. It's just ridiculous. Who wants to do this shit?
It's way too exhausting. And Nick is just living the good life. April and Jennifer crawl out of that dirty bed to go to work in the morning. And they're drinking like Hawaiian punch at the table.
You want some juice?
Oh, it's crazy.
Also, did you notice that table was like super massive? Like they were sitting like they were 5-year-olds underneath. It was like really small. It was really odd.
Poor Nick.
I just keep thinking like I was watching him kind of like walk around with purpose in the kitchen. And it was like, what a crazy situation. Like they don't have small children he's caring for. Like he's just up wandering
just
about.
Living life. Like, it's crazy. I even judge women. That aren't live that life. If you, it's not a man woman thing. If there's
no
kids
at
home, what are you doing all day?
No, literally, what are you doing? I don't know.
God,
it's I mean, I'm alone. Like, if I don't have to work and Sterling's at school, those three and a half hours feels like I'm like, what the fuck did I do with my life before this?
I know. How did I have hours a day to do nothing before these?
I know.
They should just, if you ever have more than one kid, or if you have one kid, then your laundry, they should just warn you about how much laundry these
I can't imagine
kids
how much
take.
Laundry you go through.
My mom left town. My dad had COVID. Then he doesn't realize my dad getting COVID, how he fucks, like, he's fine. He's healthy, but it fucks my life up because it takes my mother from me, who helps me so much. Not that my dad's not helpful, but there's nothing like a woman, nothing like a grandma. I go to the laundromat lately, wipe it out within 2 hours. Otherwise, I'm doing laundry an hour, 2 hours a day.
Yeah. No.
It makes you nuts.
Yeah. I can't. Laundry is my kryptonite. I never complete the process. It's always staring at me, stressing me the fuck out. I hate it. I hate laundry.
Because Tyler will smell something that's set
in
a
time. Oh yeah, that's
laundry,
the worst.
It's set in a wash too much. I tried to push it. He's like, "This smells. I can't fucking smell."
Yep. Oh, you know how many times Dorian's been like, "Ooh, bad wash." I'm like, "Fuck you. You fucking wash this shit."
I'm glad that you go through the same thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh my God,
you know,
that's
sometimes
hilarious.
When I'm putting in the dryer, I'm like, "Ooh, this is bad." But like,
I'm doing
it anyway.
I'm doing it anyway. I'm not gonna wash this again. I can't do it again. Martha Stewart one time said 8 hours is fine. So that's my rule. Somewhere I saw Martha Stewart say that on a talk show. She said that she allows that. And so I go with it.
Okay.
I always think of Martha Stewart. Sorry. Here's a tangent. Martha Stewart's garage sale. Tyler's mom and aunt told me about it. Have you ever watched that? There's like a special. Martha Stewart had a garage sale. It sounds fun to watch. Didn't know if you were ever watching it.
No, I fucking was dragged to garage sales as a child. I hate garage sales. Like for hours on Saturday mornings. Like, and they would bribe me with a single donut and I would go like a sucker and I'd be in the car for like 5 hours.
You better
terrible.
Buy me some.
Oh, my 7 a.m. Like, what kind of life is that?
With running errands. It's like, it sounds so ungrateful. I call them little verrucas, little asshole children. Just sit in the freaking car. I'll buy you a Frosty. Shut your fucking mouth. God, I gotta go to FedEx. I'm sorry.
Right? I got shit to do.
I enjoy them thoroughly. And April too. And Jennifer, I really would like to get them hooked up to, I would love to lie detect all these people.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Let's talk Slidian. Oh,
and the girls calling him Slidian? Baby. Bye, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, baby.
Gross.
Oh, makes me puke.
Their kiss was disgusting.
Oh, God. Sidian? Yeah, it sounds like
Sidian. Doesn't that sound like a Harry Potter name?
Yeah, like, sounds like a devil person. I think these people are devil people. They seem like the people that kidnapped that little blonde Amy something, like the woman is involved and gets him in the van.
I don't get that vibe.
They talk way too quiet and too calm and too, they seem nice, but they also seem like they're into some stuff in the basement.
The one point I would agree on is that she gives me like, she's too eager. The smile about
it's her.
He's very calm. She is a little too like amped up for the next wife.
She's peeking in the closet while they're screwing. She is either on something or who's that happy and
I don't know
calm and the way she speaks.
Where I give them credit is the fact that their kid transitioned and they like moved to a more
that's
welcoming
nice.
Place. That's nice.
That's pretty mind blowing.
Yeah,
that's move. Great. Yeah.
But no, they probably really also nice. Are getting shit for being polygamous. So it's probably like a little self-serving.
Right, right.
As well.
They're like, we're going to use that as our scapegoat. Yeah. They're really checking out all the boxes of progressive living.
Oh, God.
It's nice, though. Yeah.
I don't consider polygamy progressive living primarily because.
Right. We got into this. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It feels like a man dominated space. Like,
yeah,
the men are making the decisions. The women are acting like they're on board and they're not.
I guess with this couple, the woman seems. I do believe for some reason she's on board, but
if you went and talked to,
I can't believe it, but I do.
If you went and talked to Tyler and was like, Tyler, like, yeah, I've decided I want to become a polygamist and I'm going to bring another
I
man
should do
in,
that to him.
A man into the family. Immediately, I would say most men would think it's gay, right? Like, that's how they would think of it. Like, almost like it, there's just such a sexual connection between polygamy and all these people.
Because why are you married to someone if you're not screwing them?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's fascinating.
And where are they all sleeping? And she does seem like she gets, do you think she was in the Philippines having sex with the beauty queen? And I'm sorry, she's a pretty girl.
Yeah.
But she ain't no beauty queen. She's gorgeous.
Who? Oh, the new girl?
Yeah.
What's her name? I don't remember.
She's
remember.
She's drop dead.
Name. Ariel. She was beautiful. She deserves better.
And her name's Ariel. I mean, yeah. Come on.
Right? Where does she live? The Philippines?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. That's what I wrote down. But she's so pretty. And then what's her, Tasha, is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm worried, Sidian, that she's going to bail out. What are you worried about? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
And then how does she come over? Is it another divorce situation and they bring her over? Or it seems like they're going to adopt her.
God, they could do adult adoption. There's and the crossover we're waiting yeah, for. Seekin's sister was.
And they're the perfect. And Tasha in the Philippines being friends. And then can you imagine, you think you made a friend? She's this cool American chick.
And then
chick,
you get recruited.
It's like multi-marketing.
I guess you got to think like, you know, if I really want to get out of here and make it to America.
Right. I got to go.
Maybe this
be
is
in
preferred to 90 Day Fiance. I mean, it is a 90 Day Fiance situation, but. You know, you got somebody else to take the heat off you.
God, is the internet that, I guess maybe in the Philippines, the internet's not that great.
Yeah.
But they're so choppy. Sidian, you know, he just loves women. What man doesn't? Okay.
Again, this is another situation where she was the second, got kicked. They kicked out the
right.
first.
And then
that's always a red
in.
Flag. Yeah.
But she had something to do with it. It was it seems dirty.
True polygamy is a big love situation where there's always the eternal first.
Yeah.
And you just bring in new people.
Yes.
And it's a respectful experience.
If it doesn't start that way, then there's always right. tainted.
Yes.
And where's the third kid?
I also feel like it has to start that way within like 5 years of marriage. Like the Merrifields, 12 years in, red flag.
Yeah.
It's got to be quick. It's got to be a concerted effort together. And then I'm on board.
I love then these two, though. They're young. I love the flashbacks of them.
Yes.
At the bar with people. Yeah, her like face up. Is just trippy. She looks so angelic and like just so like, hey, you know, and then she's going in for the
like
kill.
Going on a date like with me and him. It's like, God,
if
I'm
she killed it
bar.
With City and be OK with her. That's what I need to know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Anything else on those two?
No, I'd love it.
I do too. It was kind of like seeing old friends. It was like, oh, here are these freaks.
It's great. I don't know why they would wait so much, so long. I'd watch them do anything.
Yeah.
Just go to the grocery store. She'd be talking to people. She's
right.
a freak.
Recruiting 24/7.
Does she ever yell?
No. Maybe really creepily, like, I'm going to freak out. Like when I'm trying not to yell at Sterling and be calm.
I know.
Stop. I'm going to lose my shit. Okay. The Merrifields, my faves. Leah. There's no way Leah makes it.
She hates them.
She is not. The eye rolls. Also, the way that Garrick talks drives me insane. When they were sitting there at dinner, and I'll talk about this food, which I couldn't deal with.
He's fake.
Just the way he was talking, like he talks really slow and like deliberate, but not in like a clear and intentional way. Like it's just very odd.
I think he's all show.
Yeah. I think so.
I think this is becoming more and more fake for some reason. Leah seems like a hired actress. Leah hates them.
She does.
He seems nuts to me. That's not who he is. And he's running a business. Where's his business? How much money are they making? Where's the day-to-day? You're not checking any emails.
This is how I know they're weird. This meal that they ate, I hope somebody else paid attention to this. They had these massive chicken breasts that were like filled with HGH. And then they had like random vegetables. And then I don't know if anyone caught this. Danielle literally squirted a massive amount of French's yellow mustard. Not even on a burger, just next to chicken. It's like, if somebody tried to serve me that shit, I'd throw in their face. Get the fuck out of here with this.
I would leave.
Like,
I would have been gone out of within a heartbeat.
And you know, Leah's sitting there like, fucking white people. Like, what is this food?
Leah hates them.
She hates them. And they don't like her. He doesn't like her. He's not attractive.
Danielle hates her.
If you saw the difference, you know, like seeing how he was with Roberta and how he is with Leah, he could give a fuck about Leah. He does not, he's not attracted to her. He does not like her. Danielle doesn't like that she's, what did they say? Her character is very bold, which is just a way of saying
she's
going to
be
like
a troublemaker.
Yeah, she she actually speaks her mind. It's like, come on.
I love Leah. And the way that she says that they can't have sex, Bert and Ernie were banging the first night.
Yep.
And now she's trying to tell her she can't have sex with him until it's eternal.
Right. It's crazy. It's crazy. And then just like her, Leah's eyes when he was talking about the working thing and like how she needs to be home more, the eye roll was like, she's never, there's no fucking way. And then they're like, ooh, she doesn't want to do chores and contribute to the family. Red flag. Don't say chores to an adult.
Yeah, right.
Don't fucking tell me I have chores. I will chop your face off. I'm not into chores. Like, don't say that.
And telling her she can work 30 hours a week. Oh, thank you, master. Oh,
that's the vibe. It really feels like,
God, he's a scumbag. When so is Danielle.
Like when Danielle said, well, you know, Roberta's going to come and she won't have her visa and she won't be able to work. So, you know, her duties will be to clean. It's like, are you literally bringing in a cleaning lady? What the fuck are you doing? The way she said that was like, wow, you're a dick.
Does Roberta know this? Jeez.
It's crazy.
It all seems just with their Instagram, if there was another person there, it just seems like something's missing. Either it's fake or if this is really real, then I believed it with Berta because Danielle was so over the edge. She couldn't hide her emotions, but
yeah.
And I get that her play here, that could be it. And that's why it's coming off that way. But why is Garrick? He just the way, yeah. When he was grilling and talking, he just seems so inauthentic.
Mm-hmm. He really did. And it also, like, when he walked out from talking to Bert and he was like crying, I don't know if you noticed, like Leah was like, how's it going? She like walked by eating an apple, like she could give a fuck that he was like crying and supposedly devastated.
How many episodes does this go on for, this poor Leah trapped? I wonder, my skin crawls watching these scenes.
It's bad. It's really bad. I mean, again, because there's just, to me, there's zero chemistry between any of them. Danielle hates her. Leah hates her. Leah hates him.
The second she got in that car. To her.
Right. It was like the vibe was dead.
She hated them.
Yeah. Why wouldn't she?
I mean, their Instagram is Danielle and him celebrating their anniversary. He divorced you to go be with someone else.
It's insane.
There's no anniversary anymore. You're divorced. It's over.
Insane. I can't.
I just don't think a man, if he really loved you, would divorce you to marry someone else that to bring, no matter any circumstance.
No shit.
She's pathetic.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
And where are these kids? Who's with the kids?
Grandparents or something. I think we get like one more episode, maybe one or two of them on the trip. And then it'll go back to like, we've been home for a while. And like, you know, we're not into Leah, but we can't get Bert here. And yeah, they're going to start recruiting someone else.
And that was
so
it.
It's going to be. Yeah.
They were so compelling before, but it's just weird.
I think it's hilarious to watch how much she hates them. That's the funniest part.
I'd love to talk to Leah.
Right. We should try to get Leah to find her. That'd be good.
I would love to hear Danielle
dying to talk to one of the. Remember the ones that got like arrested or something?
Yeah.
One of those wives.
I know. Danielle and Garrick, they're in their confessional, seems so not what they're thinking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They tell us what we want to hear. Yeah. They're crazy.
Yeah.
They bother me.
Yeah. I think they're funny, but yeah.
We can, Scott. He doesn't follow us on Instagram, so I can't talk to him. So I had to make a public message to him.
Public request.
It's like,
we're trying to interview Scott, guys.
Dirt and jerk off. So embarrassing. God. He messaged us first, but
we'll see. All right, guys. Guess
so
what?
They weren't even on. There's nothing to them.
No.
If they're not on every episode.
Yeah, you gotta be the foundational, crucial character to get with us.
Who's your favorite couple? Is it ours? Nick, April?
Yeah, I find that hilarious. And I just love Sidney this little and house Natasha. And the one yeah. joint bed, and yeah, that would be my ranking. Yeah, I'd agree. Oh,
so good.
It's great. All right, guys, guess what? Back next week. Love you so much. We'll be back.